As a student, I was given prompts that required that at least I try to write in forms, sonnets, villanelles, and so on. And although I did not appreciate it at the time, in retrospect, I am very grateful. Those experiences turned out to be essential to my education as a writer. I failed again and again, but I learned a lot in the process. Among other things, I became aware of the particular kinds of freedom constraints allow, and also the restraint freedom requires. Anyway, I don't sit down to write with a particular form or with specific craft issues in mind. I trust that the poem itself will somehow let me know one way or another what it needs. I believe there's always some kind of marriage, love affair, kinship, feud going on between content and form, but the exact nature of that relationship does not reveal itself right away. Sometimes the aha moment doesn't happen until I've taken the poem through dozens of revisions, or I try it out loud on an audience, or until I've looked at it in different contexts, at my desk, on my walk, at the diner, in the bathtub, at the stoplight. Those are all important steps in my revision process. And sometimes that aha moment doesn't happen at all, and that's fine too. A poem does not have to be always finished.